But we got a lot of local news to talk about. We're watching out for your money. We're watchdogging government. Let's get right into the big lead.
The big lead. Your tax dollars at work.
All right. Well, let's start today with your tax dollars at work. Our news partners over at Cairo 7 and reporter Lindsay Sheldon, they have uncovered something absolutely incredible. At City Light, they're putting smart meters in customers' homes, including mine. And now they say that they are running $17.4 million over budget. They started with an estimate of $84.1 million, but now it's up to $101.5 million. And when you hear one of the main reasons for this overrun, it is going to blow your mind. Reporter Lindsay Sheldon from Cairo 7 News joins us. Hey, Lindsay, good talking with you.
Hey, Dory, always good to join you.
Okay, so there at City Light, this is a pretty significant overrun, $17 million. No doubt it'll be passed along to ratepayers like me, right?
Well, what they are saying is that they are actually going to pull the money from other programs. So we sat down with City Light's Director of Customer Care, Dory, Kelly Enright, and she sat down and said, okay, this is, you know, we need this money, but we're going to move it from other projects. We're going to defer the work on those projects within City Light and move it to this one. So we asked point blank, is this going to affect, you know, what you and I pay on our light bills? And she says no.
Okay. All right. But moving it from other projects still means eventually, because all their money comes from us. So eventually we're going to, when they do these deferred projects, we're going to have to pay for that then. So,
but we're going to be keeping an eye on it. You bet. You're already a step ahead of me.
Okay. So let me just play the first clip, because their director of customer care, Kelly Enright, you talked with her, and she said they don't like calling this an overrun.
Well, I don't want to call it an overrun. This budget was originally built in 2012, based on our business case then, for 410,000 meters.
Okay, so there's $17 million in overrun, but they don't want to call it an overrun. How does that work?
They're saying that they knew that this was going to happen. They said when we were looking at these numbers in 2016, the numbers were from 2012, and they were based on a certain number of smart meters that they knew was going to be higher than that. Because, I mean, let's face it, Seattle's growing so fast. So she says, well, we thought we could cover it. We thought we could absorb all of the costs within the budget, she said. They didn't want to go and ask for additional funding because they thought they could manage it. But then, as you know, it became apparent they couldn't absorb the cost.
Okay. And now let's get to the heart of this. So the main reason, I want to play a long clip from your story on Cairo 7, but just give kind of the abridged version before I play the clip of the $5 million mistake that someone made.
Right. So we looked at the memo explaining, okay, these are the reasons why we went $17 million over budget from City Light. Right? They're explaining this.
Yeah.
And it says population growth, you need more smart meters. And then it said sales tax. And we thought, did the law change? Suddenly is there more tax being added to these smart meters? What's the reason?
Right.
So I ask about that. And she says, well, someone missed the line that said taxes. So the quote that they had was just for the smart meters, but it didn't include the taxes. And that was the big costly mistake.
Okay, let me play your exchange with that same person, their customer care person, Kelly Enright, about that. Because this, if it wasn't so tragic, this would be hilarious.
City Light says they need to buy 8,000 more meters due to population growth, that the average cost of a meter increased from $113 to $122, that installation costs have increased, and the addition of sales tax. Wait a minute, we asked. The addition of sales tax? I don't understand why you wouldn't have known what the taxes would have been before actually purchasing them.
Because we had the quote, and it did not include the tax item, was a separate item buried within the contract that we had not seen, that the people that were doing the budgeting did not see.
That's right. Someone at City Light missed calculating the taxes on thousands of smart meters in the budget because they thought they were included in the quote. You say the people who were doing the budget, is that City Light employees?
It was City Light that missed it. I mean, clearly we made a mistake in missing that information.
The tax information.
Correct.
Okay. And so now you're seeing all the costs of the tax, and it's more than obviously was expected.
$5.4 million.
Okay. So they just missed a $5.4 million line item on this.
It makes you, it makes you cringe, doesn't it? Because, boy, it, like she said, that is a massive, that's a big mistake.
Yeah, we're talking about some real money here. And the thing that always drives me crazy, Lindsay, if you ended up costing Cairo 7, $1 million because of something you did, if I did that to Cairo Radio, I don't think I would still have a job. Do we know what fate awaits this budget person who just missed a $5.4 million line item?
That's all part of my follow-up questions is what exactly, who it was, what happened to them, what are the ramifications of that? What kind of experience did that person have in looking at contracts, right? Is this somebody who's done this for years for City Light? Is this a new person? Were all the steps followed? How many people look at this before it's signed off on, right? And we're talking about millions of our dollars here.
I mean, if that's your job, if you are the budget person for City Light and you are in charge of a $100 million project, you're a steward of $100 million taxpayer dollars, I'm thinking you probably should know to not overlook a $5 million sales tax item.
Well, and it's curious because we know City Light does contracts all the time, right? They're working with vendors, they're buying different items, they're installing things. So that's the question, right? What's the process? Clearly, City Light has done this many times. So where was the ball dropped in that to allow this to happen, to miss that line?
Have you ever turned in an expense report there at Cairo and the news director? What's this $20 here? I mean, do you ever have them question your expense reports there?
Oh, sure. There's always details that, you know, you have to clarify. What was this? Can you provide, you know, more details on this?
Yeah.
We need an itemized, you know, receipt, whatever it might be.
Yeah. When I worked at King 5 in the sports department, I'd try to buy sweatshirts for my colleagues when I'd go to some college town. And they'd go, what are you talking about? You guys got to pay for your own sweatshirts. And I'm thinking, they go over my expense accounts with a fine-tooth comb, and yet City Light can miss a $5.4 million sales tax item. It is just incredible to me. It's a great story on your part and for the station, too.
Well, and we'll be following up on this because later this summer, Dory, as you probably know, they have to go in front of the city council and ask to move that money from those projects and I'm sure explain in more detail what happened. So, you know, we'll be following up with council as well to see what they're going to say about it and what the mayor is going to say about it as they lay this all out.
Oh, yeah, those crackerjacks on the city council, they're economic geniuses. So I'm sure that they'll crack down on this. Well, keep me posted as you keep pursuing this, Lindsay.
Definitely will. You bet, Dory.
Okay, Lindsay Sheldon over at Cairo 7. So $5.4 million mistake. They just missed it. All right, up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Your tax dollars at work.
Seriously, they missed the sales tax. $5 million. What would happen on your job? Seriously, send me a text. If you're involved in budgeting, planning, bookkeeping, any of that sort of thing, projecting revenues, expenditures, what would happen to you on your job if you just missed a $5 million item? I cannot believe the level of incompetence that continues to keep jobs in city government. Well, all government. Okay, next up. You know that homeless mansion underneath the Space Needle that's been there for months? Should have moved out a million years ago, but the city of Seattle doesn't have the guts, the wisdom, the clue about how to deal with any of this stuff. Well, now they say that they are eventually, in the next week or so, going to take down that homeless mansion. But the couple that set it up, you and I are going to pay for them to get out of town to Kansas City. Greyhound bus, you're thinking, right? No, come on, it's tax dollars. What do you need your tax dollars for? So we're going to buy plane tickets for the vagrant squatters who have been illegally on the sidewalk by the Seattle Center for months now. Channel 4, ComoNews.com. Their reporter, Matt Markovich, was all over that story.
People feel like that I have a reason, I have some obligation to justify myself to them, and I really don't.
Melissa Burns camped on 3rd Avenue near the Space Needle for 81 days in the so-called homeless mansion, refusing offers of shelter and services.
We can provide something better for ourselves than at this point the city can provide for us.
But at this point, the city can provide for us. They've been offered treatment. They've been offered shelter. No, no, no. At this point, the city can provide for us. This is what we do for vagrant squatters. You wonder why people are flowing in from all around the country to Seattle? Well, if you can hijack the city, make the city provide for you, and then you want to travel somewhere? I know, you have to save and work and maybe delay other purchases, forgo something that you impulsively would otherwise want so that you can go on a vacation with your family, right? Hey, just go sit on a sidewalk, refuse to move, and then the Seattle taxpayers will fly you wherever you want to go.
Refusing offers of shelter and services.
We can provide something better for ourselves than at this point the city can provide for us.
But the city did provide something better, 2 plane tickets for her and her husband to relocate to Kansas at the city's expense. They left Wednesday.
For some reason, it seemed like Melissa and Shamrock were an exception.
Catfish has lived in the tent next door nearly the whole time. Now he's thinking he'd like a ticket.
I can go somewhere.
Where? Like where?
Oh, back where I came from.
Which is?
Midwest. I left a mother and brother behind. I came out here.
And there's...
So this is the new standard now. Come to Seattle from anywhere in the country, just sit on the sidewalk for several weeks, and then the Seattle taxpayers will fly you to wherever you want to go. It's a pretty sweet deal, right? They've got this whole story up at their website, ComoNews.com. I mean, it's mind-blowing how we have made this the magnet destination for vagrant bums around the country, because we will be held hostage. We'll give you whatever you want. I didn't think we were supposed to negotiate with people who take us hostage.
And there's Ruben.
My credit card got stolen. I got robbed when I got here.
From Fort Lauderdale a week ago, ditched by a friend who says he left him.
Here I am, stranded.
You get all this? I mean, this is a great story by Matt Markovich. Our city leaders, our politicians, they try to tell us, oh, these are our neighbors. These are people who... you know, they grew up in Laurelhurst, and they went to Roosevelt High School, and then they were just down on their luck. So let's raise taxes $500 million so you can help the kids you went to school with. That's such a load of crap. This guy just got here a week ago from Fort Lauderdale. Everybody knows you want to hijack taxpayers. The easiest mark in the country, maybe the world, in Seattle, Washington.
When I got here.
From Fort Lauderdale a week ago, ditched by a friend who says he left him.
Here I am, stranded in front of the Compass Center with no ways of getting home.
Because he's heard Compass had something to offer.
It would be a great thing if I could get a ticket to get back home.
Because it was the Compass Housing Alliance, a contractor for the city that runs shelters and provides homeless services, that paid for the 2 tickets.
So anyway, message is out there. If you're homeless anywhere in the country, go to Seattle, be a vagrant bum for as long as it takes, and then the taxpayers will buy you a plane ticket to wherever you want to go. What a sweet gig, huh? That's your Seattle City Council at work. That's Mayor Durkin at work right there. That's the insanity of local politics. And that is your Big Lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.